people around the world have David Bowie lyrics in their heads. Ground Control to Major Tom, They Were the Young Americans, Turn and Face the Strange Changes, we could go on.
That makes it especially strange to think that David Bowie is gone. A statement on his social media accounts says he died after fighting cancer for 18 months. Here's NPR's Mandalay Del Barco.
On Friday, David Bowie turned 69, and that day he released his final album, Black Star, a collaboration with a jazz quintet.
Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside.
The surreal music video to one song on the album, Lazarus, is quintessential David Bowie, a dead astronaut, creepy figures, strange religious overtones, and Bowie singing at first blindfolded. In keeping with his multi-talented career, Bowie was also getting ready to be honored at a concert at Carnegie Hall, and his off-Broadway musical Lazarus began last month. Bowie's work often addressed inner truths and existential questions. David Bowie was always morphing his sound and his look. He even changed the name he was born with, David Jones, from South London, the son of a waitress and a nightclub owner. He told Fresh Air's Terry Gross in 2003 that as a child, he wanted to be a baritone saxophone player in the Little Richard Band. He told about getting nearly blinded in one eye when he was 13.
My best friend hit me because I'd pulled his girlfriend. In his mind, he had every right to do that. The best thing part of it, of course, is that we still remain very close friends.
Bowie said he started playing in a rock band when he was a teenager.
It was a real trip, you know, to have girls wave at you and smile and everything just because you opened your mouth and sang. But really, I guess, I really wanted to do more than anything else was write musicals. But because I like rock music, I kind of moved into that sphere, somehow thinking that somewhere along the line I'd be able to put the two together.
Mixing rock music and theatricality is what David Bowie did throughout his musical career. In 1969, he released his first hit song, Space Oddity, about a fictional astronaut named Major Tom, who is lost in space.
And I'm floating in the most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today.
In the early 1970s, Bowie was an icon of glam rock, wearing androgynous clothing and eye makeup with chopped bright red hair. He became known for creating alter egos, such as Ziggy Stardust. He told Fresh Air that character defined him in many ways to some fans.
That's me in the American, frankly, in the American eye. But in fact, in Europe, I'm more kind of this bloke what writes lots of stuff. And a greater number of the 26 or so albums that I've made are known in Europe than they are in America.
Bowie also had a successful acting career, including his role as an alien trying to help his dying planet in the film The Man Who Fell to Earth.
If I stay here, I shall die.
Bowie also played the Elephant Man on Broadway and Pontius Pilate in the movie The Last Temptation of Christ. Throughout the years, he continued to write songs about being an outsider, mixing rock, jazz, disco, pop, soul, whatever genre he could think of.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. She was a young American, all the way from Washington. Put on your dress. Under pressure.
David Bowie's songs were anthems for generations of fans who felt alienated or different. As many of them noted on social media after news of his death, the stars look very different today. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.